Mishnah Zion, this Mishnah is a continuation of more the first half of the previous Mishnah. And again, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir's Machlekes sort of continues into another case. And that is a case where you have Tikra, a roof made up of wooden beams, She'ein Oleho Ma'azeva, which does not have any plaster on it yet. In general, when they made roofs, they would put wooden boards on the roof and then plaster it. If there is plaster on the roof already, then there's no way you could ever use that as Sechach, because the plaster itself is invalid Sechach, intrinsically. We're discussing a house with a roof with just wooden boards on it. And again, the wooden boards are between 3 and 4 tefachim wide. Now, we learned already that if it's part of a house where one lives all year round, then midoraisa, the wooden boards are not valid sechach, because it's part of your house. The roof of a house can never be used as sechach. The question is there a solution? Is there some way that you could end up using those boards as the sechach in your house? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is a machlekes between your Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai hold that mefakpek, one needs to loosen the boards. So if they're connected together with, let's say, nails, so you would have to unscrew the nails. V'notel achas mebintayim, and also take one board in between all of the boards. So you have to take out every other board. The truth is, the Gemara explains that the only thing you need to do is take out every board. It's as if Beis Shammai had said that even if you have loosened the boards, that's not enough, but you also have to take out every other board. But if, let's say, after you took out every other board, you're left with boards on the roof which are still nailed into the roof, and are still fixed parts of the roof, that would still be okay once you have taken away every other board. Once you take away half of the roof, then that's definitely not considered a roof anymore. Even that which is left on the roof is not considered to be a real roof of a house anymore. So those wooden boards which are left are considered to be valid sechach. As well as that, there is no problem of ta'asev lemina osoi. We've seen already that whenever you make a sukkah, it can't be that it's already made. You have to actually do it and make the sukkah yourself. You have to make the sechach yourself. So in this case, according to Beis Shammai, by taking away half of the boards, you're sort of affecting and changing the sechach. So the boards which remain are considered to be valid sechach. And this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is going according to his own opinion that boards which are between 3 and 4 tefachim wide do not appear to be beams of an actual house, and therefore can be used as sechach. So effectively, there were three problems, which according to Beis Shammai, by taking away every other board, you have dealt with those problems. The first issue was midoraisa, that it's considered invalid sechach because it's the roof of your house. The second problem was that even if midoraisa is not considered the roof of your house, midrabbanan it's forbidden to use wooden boards in case somebody comes to use the roof of their house as their sechach. So that problem is solved by the fact that it's less than 4 tefachim, the remaining boards, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's okay. And the third problem is ta'asev lemina osoi, and that is also solved by working on the sechach and taking away every other board. Uvis Hillel, I remember Beis Hillel saying, mefakpek onitl achazman bintayim, it's enough either to loosen the boards, or to take away every other board, and leave the remaining ones nailed down into the roof, or into the walls, meaning it's a fixed part of the roof. So according to Beis Hillel, even just by loosening the boards and unscrewing them, already midoraisa there's no problem, because it's no longer considered to be the roof of a house. And even midrabbanan there's no problem, because since the boards are less than 4 tefachim wide, even though they are on a house, once you have now shown that this is not a regular roof of a house, then it's okay. And the boards are valid, and also there's no problem with ta'asev lemina osoi, because the unscrewing and the loosening of the boards is enough to be considered a effect that you are having on the sechach, that you are now laying the sechach. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue on this point. However, Rabbi Meir says that everybody agrees that notel achzim mintayim, to make it valid, you have to take out every other board, the enum efakpeik, and you don't unscrew it or loosen it, because that won't help. The only way is to actually bring valid sechach, and after you removed every other board, to fill those gaps with the valid sechach, and only that way will the sechach and also the wooden boards become valid, because once you've added real sechach, there's no longer a concern that it will be confused with the beams of a house. So once you do add the valid sechach, even the wooden beams will be considered part of the sechach.